Good afternoon, everyone. This session is now open of this bureau, and with whom I'm already used to address with quite a lot of pleasure. We've already met quite often in this parliament. We've received your input, and today, as you know, some of you participated in a summit which wanted to send the European institutions and countries of the Mediterranean in the Mediterranean zone several measures by proposing solutions in the mid and long run to regarding migration and to prevent the tragedy on the Mediterranean. We'll speak about such when we will address the item 3 of our program. Let me reiterate once again by welcoming everyone to the city of Lisbon and to the Parliament. As the first item, we have the adoption of the agenda. As you all know, we've considered the content of the Bureau's works, an enlarged Bureau, and there has been a consensus with a previous agreement of the members of the Bureau so as to hold a joint meeting. And being as such, and it being as such, and admitting there is no objection to the draft program presented, I will adopt the agenda, and that is, I will adopt item 1 if there are no objections. Item 2, adoption of the minutes of the meetings of the Bureau and the enlarged Bureau on December the 9th, 2014. As you know, these meetings were held on the 9th of December 2014 in Lisbon and was made available to the participants by email. And if there are no comments on that meeting, it's approved, it's adopted without any amendment. Let's go on to item 3, and which I mentioned at the beginning of our working session. It relates to the summit of the different parliamentarians. Let me say, of our speakers, that is, let me say two or three notes. And I consider that this morning's session was quite a striking one, not only in terms of the themes we addressed related to migration, but also in a type of meeting of the meeting of the parliamentary assemblies. This political formation linked to the European Union and to the Mediterranean basin, made up, constituted as a bridge, has throughout its existence has known moments of greater or lesser vitality, as it happens with individuals, as it happens with people in concrete. Also, institutions pose the a question about their existence. And let me say that addressing such a theme like migration and involving the quality, the imagination, and the goodwill that were felt by all presentations, with no exceptions this morning, has shown that an institution can wait for the right moment to make history. And I believe that the Parliamentary Assembly for the Mediterranean, not only did it address a theme, as we've mentioned, as we all mentioned, has to be a priority one in the public agenda for governments and parliaments, as it found its meaning. And so migration gives us quite an added theme in addition to others, where we have to establish bridges, where we have to network. In addition to the themes in its specialized committees, migration was a kind of reference in terms of why it exists, and that's why this morning was quite important in relation to the message we convey to the world, first of all, and also how we as we see ourselves as a political formation, that it makes sense that there's an open arm linking the Mediterranean countries and European Union and the Mediterranean basin, and that this regional framework, this formation has quite a lot to say to its peoples and to say to the world. And this morning, to be succinct and not to be too long, because this afternoon was quite a long one in relation to the themes we addressed. Let me just leave you with some notes that would synthesize our work. The first note has to do with acknowledge the evidence of the leadership role in transforming things. That is, all of us, almost all of us, unanimously, we accepted in the conclusions the role of an active diplomacy, of the ability to influence ourselves, so that each country of origin, countries of destinations, of transit, promote goodwill, principle of good government, of dialogue. Justice starts with good governments, and the problem of this of the migration tragedy has its cause in bad governments in terms of basic injustice, making people feel that they're poor, persecuted, compelling them to find new destinations. This role of active diplomacy can be internalized as members of this assembly, and each of us can be the driving force of a dialogue, which is one that promotes good governance, of promoting a government which is, in each country, is a government capable of producing public justice. And another aspect, which was underlined this morning, was the need to have a migration policies on the causes. We can not just have policies of remedy policies on consequences. It's not enough in terms of solutions. It cannot only be as such. And we pointed to a need to invest in development policies where diplomacy, active diplomacy, plays an important role. We've asked the European Union to make available more financing so that we can develop more the countries of origin, we can develop them more, and to seek fiscal policies of social security which are adapted to a circular migration, allowing for a migration with a returning migration without losing guarantees, and allowing the migrants to send the remittances with no additional costs that are expressive, so that the families in the country of origin receiving these remittances can improve their quality of life, and other measures as well. Other measures which we've emphasized, I'm not going to mention them all. It was the need to enhance the humanitarian right, more humanitarian channels asked by all. And it was good to feel this unanimity this morning. It was a sign of hope for those that embrace this work together with the International Organization for Migrations, with the specific work we develop in this bureau with these different stakeholders, and also bringing other leaders from local powers of countries, of destinations, bordering countries, and also protagonists of tragedies. We also heard the victims' families, rescue agents and others, search and rescue agents, the creation of more humanitarian channels, the idea to open new migration channels, and which are regular legal, an idea of distribution between European Union countries for those asylum seekers, that is, in terms of shared responsibility, which was quite well explained this morning. And it was good to feel that on what is essential, we all have the intuition of a consensus, we have the intuition of what is essential, that the tragedies were so strong, marked people's lives, that the policies were kind of towing this outcry of tragedy, and it was easy to reach conclusions. It's very important to mention such. We have moments and that we feel that we're pleased to be here together, and what we do as politicians and human beings, what we do is positive, and this was a huge sign of hope. I'm not going to read all conclusions. They've been made available. And the introductions, amendments, additions which were proposed are already integrated in the text, so it's going to be distributed. The conclusions will be distributed. The conclusions drawn this morning, and as you all know, will be addressed to the European institutions and the governments of the Mediterranean. And now, item 4 of our agenda. It's time for our speakers, the chairs of the committees and working groups, to speak. Once again, I'd like to thank the work that you have developed throughout this year, what you've been doing, because we made an effort quite often behind closed doors. We've made an effort during moments when we met, even for coffee. We made an effort to seek solutions that I have to mention. It was a year which was worthwhile. And the work by the chairmen of the commission, and also address the different themes that also address the themes on migration, even partial approaches, ones that they could concur to proposals of real solutions for migrations were very enriching, and I would like to thank you for them. And so, I'm going to pass the floor to the different chairs of the committees. As I've said, there are different chairs. First of all, I'm going to pass the floor to the political committee. Renato Soro, you have the floor.
Thank you, Ms. Chair. I would also like to thank you and your country for your warm welcome in this beautiful city of Lisbon. I would also quite briefly like to present the conclusions of the Committee on Political Affairs this morning. There were more than 50 members who took place this morning with 28 delegations. I think it is the most numerous participation in this type of debate up to this date. As far as the recommendation of the political committee, the role of the protection and promotion of human rights, the safety of migrants in the Mediterranean, and the fight against terrorism was the main overarching theme of this committee. We have received over 48 amendments, and it was quite a heated debate on these points. And we even went over the time allocated to us, but we have managed to find a consensus on some important compromises. Especially, there was a blanket consensus on the fact that we have to tackle the roots of migration. As you yourself have just reminded, we need to save people who are making the crossing over the sea, but tackle the real roots. And the consensus was found is that we need to try and resolve the conflicts in the origin countries. Regarding the conflicts, we talked about an amendment, paragraph 6, for example, of having the possibility of creating a working group which would analyze the conflict between Palestine and Israel to find a way to make peace with two-state solution with one capital. I would also like to use this opportunity to ask something, which was also asked by many of the delegates in our committee, to form this working group within our working group and the committee. So this can be submitted to tomorrow's plenary. As far as our future objectives are concerned, One of these could be the role of the parliament and national parliaments in resolving conflicts in the Euro-Mediterranean region. I've also invited our delegates to submit their suggestion from now until our next meeting, which will take place before the summer. I will keep you up to date on these amendments and suggestions during the presidency of the Morocco. We will be quite happy to work with them in the future. I'm quite happy of how the proceedings went this morning. It was quite a heated and productive debate, and which are in line with what you have just said right now. Many thanks.
Thank you very much, Member of Parliament Renato Solo. And now I'm going to pass the floor to the Chair of Committee, to the Economic Affairs Committee. You have the floor from Turkey.
Together with our committee,
this is what I'd like to say that Lisbon is a beautiful city, and I'd like to thank you for having organized this meeting in this very beautiful city once again, which is a charming one. And I'd like to thank you, to thank all representatives as the Economic Committee. We've organized two meetings. The first was held in Turkey, in Ankara, in our capital. And it's the Turkish parliament that organized the meeting. And at this meeting, we spoke about the economic dimension and protection of investment in the Mediterranean region, in the Mediterranean countries, supporting development and tourism in that area, and European Bank of Investment was represented, and the representatives of the Turkish Investment Agency made very interesting presentations, and our minister for such affairs in Turkey. He's responsible for the relationship with the European Union. He participated at the meeting and he expressed his support to this cause. The second meeting was held in Barcelona. And as I mentioned it at the Bureau meeting, the Parliament and the Secretariat mentioned the relations which were to be developed, and all parties would be informed of each other's activities so as to increase cooperations, and members of the committee and the secretariat in Barcelona. So the secretariat met in Barcelona, and we thought that it would be interesting. Mr. Fatala, if I'm not mistaken, the Secretariat General also participated at this meeting, and we had the possibility of working together, and we obtained information about the projects which were being developed, and the outcome was quite positive, and I believe that all members of the committee were quite pleased by the outcome in that meeting. This morning's meeting, at the Economic Committee, we examined 49 amendments on 15, and almost all reached, we reached a consensus on all, and we only had one abstention on an amendment, and this was mentioned in our report, which will be presented tomorrow. And migration is, in fact, it's a very important issue, and in Turkey, we also have problems in that field. even not in terms of maybe if even if we don't have migrants, we have 2 million Syrian refugees. So we call them our guests, and this has quite a negative impact on peace and stability. And once again, I'd like to thank you for your support. And this meeting held in Lisbon, this meeting will help, will allow us to take decisions which are more concrete and more positive. And once again, let me thank you once again for organizing our meeting. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now let's listen to, thank you, Ali Kuskun. Now let me pass the floor to the Culture Committee. Mr. Shawki, you have the floor from Italy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, I do believe that the results of today's debate and also the news that we have from Brussels prove that Portugal and the Portuguese Parliament made a good choice of focusing our attention on migration as an overarching topic. I find this a good choice, and it is a true opportunity of how we can tackle the issue of migration, not only from a humanitarian emergency angle, which is of course very important, as we've seen during our fact-finding mission in Lampedusa this call the previous October, but we also need to tackle other aspects that encompass migration. Now, the Committee Improving the Quality of Life and Exchange Between Societies and Culture wanted to highlight the importance of improved cooperation between the countries of origin and destination. That is why we have worked hard, not only this morning, but in the previous meeting in Barcelona, how the topic of migration becomes a key topic for development. Development not only in the countries of origin, but also in the countries of destination. And that's why in the recommendation, we have also added the fundamental rights which a migrant should have, starting from social integration, cultural integration, and of course, we also tackled the topic of rights and the acknowledgement of a citizenship. Then, of course, we also have another aspect, i.e. a positive point of view. And that's why we talked of the Erasmus Plus program, which encompasses an exchange of views around Europe. And that's why we have also asked the European institutions to allow various countries to free visas for young people in the Mediterranean area to improve their studies. And that's why I would like to ask the Secretariat in Barcelona to keep us up to date on the topic of exchange in the Mediterranean area. Regarding this, we would also like to invite the institutions of the European Union to liberalize the concession of visas. We think there's room for improvement in this area. And another thing which was also highlighted in our recommendation was that to promote cooperation and integration and dialogue between the migrant communities. This is something we also want to take on to the next year. We want to prevent radicalization and segregation among these communities, which is what happens in the end when many young people in Maghreb and in Europe are recruited, the so-called foreign fighters. So we think that the Committee on Culture has to work hard next year on segregation and on culture and education to ensure that our young generation do not fall prey to the people who are trying to recruit them for these militia operations. So this is one of the key topics for the next year. And another aspect of the committee was that to underscore another positive aspect, that is the launch of the Euro-Mediterranean University in 2015-2016. That is why it is so important that Morocco is the president for the next year, because it is a key moment of change. It has really believed in this education system, firstly supported by Slovenia. And that's why it is so important that this project takes the European stage. And that's why the university is also strictly linked to Expo 2015, which focuses on not only nutrition, but also on our relationship with the planet and on the environment. So we hope that the university and Expo in Milan, Italy and Europe may have a positive outcome for many fruitful debates in the future. So these are just some of the key topics in our recommendation. And of course, politics has to be ever-present. Yes, we are a committee on cultural issues, but Palestine and Israel did come up in our committee as well. A very positive topic in our committee, I should say. And linked to this, we should also try to prevent the climate of hate and populism, which is ever-growing and which is taking a negative stance towards the Islamic communities. I would really like to thank you in your great work done during this year, and we hope that it may continue into the next. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Khalid Shafki. Let me say that these conclusions, once again, have to do with scholarships for scholars in countries of origin and destination to create a greater bridge, that is, meeting and training of resources, which will lead to development and a greater balance. And now I'm going to pass the floor to the chair, Mr. Stefan, Committee on Energy from Austria. You have the floor.
Different way, yes, but on
Now I'm passing the floor to the Vice Chair of the Women's Committee, Melita Molita from Croatia. You have the floor.
Thank you.
Thank you, and now? And in fact, it's a very important theme, what was just mentioned, because it's quite an adequate theme to that of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Union for Mediterranean. Link to migration seems to be very fortunate. Thank you very much. After having said so, I would like to thank all chairpersons that mentioned the conclusions of their committees. And being as such, I'm going to submit to voting the recommendations which were presented. If there are no objections, so they're approved. And tomorrow they will be submitted to the plenary session. And I'm going to pass the floor to the chairwoman, Tiziane Began. You have the floor so as to present the financial report. Thank you very much, Mrs. President, dear colleagues. I would like to thank again Mrs. Esteves from Portugal for welcoming us to Lisbon. I would like to present the budget, and which was sent by email. It's not as passionate as immigration. Let me mention the interim report in December. It finalized our accounts for 2014-2015, and the budget was finalized in December 2015, and there were some objectives. First of all, there's the assessment of using the funds and others, provisions regard and other expenses. This mentioned the following elements. 29 parliaments out of 41 were engaged, contributed to the budget, and you will find this list attached to the report. Concerning the budget execution, let me mention 81,543 and 198,397 were spent as of the 30th, that is 41.2%. It results from a credit consumption that our bank account was 282,600 euros. As indicated in item 3 of the report, in terms of expenses for 2015-2016, the amount is enough to cover the financial expenses until March 2016, estimated at 266,000. The second important item, which is mentioned in the report, is that the amending budget attached to 3, and I'm asking the Bureau to adopt this in terms of regulation. This amending budget follows the decision of the Bureau during the meeting on December 9, 2014, to extend until April 2016 the present budget, that is, at the end of the next Moroccan presidency of our Assembly. And this financial report mentioned the difficulties in terms of the difficulties encountered by the budget, that is, of the possibility of being able to respect the financial regulation of our Assembly. And for that reason, and it's suggested to suspend after the Portuguese chairmanship so that the working group on regulation, which I preside, will propose to the Bureau solutions. And let me reassure you, dear colleagues, that this will not jeopardize the activities of our Assembly and others. We will return to the situation that existed until 2014 before the Assembly had its budget, and the Assembly Secretary will continue on carrying out its role, that is, of operational coordination. To sum up, I'd like to submit to you the following two proposals. First, a budget project revised number 3 to be submitted to the approval of the plenary at the plenary session tomorrow, so as to extend the budget 2014-2015 until the 30th of April 2016, and is calling on, in fact, to different contribution that the available credit are enough to finance our activities until that date. Second of all, the budget execution after the Moroccan presidency and the reforms that were approved by the Bureau and others. Thank you. The lady was reading a text not handed in to the interpreters. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mrs. Member of Parliament. Thank you for your work as well. And let's put at the Bureau's consideration, if there are no objections, we consider that the financial report has been approved. And tomorrow we will give a follow-up to all proposals that Mrs. Tiziane Begin mentioned. As you know, the chairmanship of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Union for the Mediterranean will be the object of a transfer in that case of a succession to Morocco. Morocco will succeed to Portugal during the next chairmanship of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Union for the Mediterranean. And as such, it's with pleasure, and I wish you most productive works. And now I'm passing the floor to the Moroccan colleague to present the activity program for 2015. So we wish him well. We wish him a very productive year. And let me say that you can rely on us. And I don't know if at the moment we can do it today or tomorrow, says Mrs. Stivs. We can either do it today or tomorrow. Unless you want to present the program, and if not, we will be doing this tomorrow. So it was a possibility that we wanted to address. It's the Bureau that decides on the next meeting, but the meeting will be held in Morocco. The meeting will be held. It's Morocco that will be proposing it. So we will propose it tomorrow with a different consultation. We'll be presenting this tomorrow. And you can do it tomorrow. It's the same thing, either to do it today or tomorrow. We can do it tomorrow. We can do everything tomorrow about this item. So, if there are no other interventions, no one else wishes to add any more conclusion, I'd like to conclude our meeting. I'd like to thank everyone, and we will meet again tomorrow morning. Enjoy your stay in Lisbon, and our session is now over. Thank you.